The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Newell is under the weather today. I'm Ian Ozan filling in. Honored to be here with Santa Claus. Santa, it's been a fun 2 hours. We have one more to go.
Yes, we do. Indeed, we do. And it's a beautiful day to be under the weather.
Yes, it is. Say. It's certainly a beautiful day outside, and I wish Newell could be here with us.
Well,
but
I
we
understand.
Know he'll be back.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Phone lines are lit. By the way, if you're planning on getting lit this Christmas, make sure you have a designated driver. But the phone lines are lit. Let's go to Annabelle and Travis. They waited through the entire news break to speak with you, Santa Claus. So, Annabelle, Travis, here's your turn.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you both. Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Who's going to be first?
I'll be first.
Well, okay. And this is Annabelle, I guess, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Let me have it, Annabella. What do you want most of all for Christmas?
So, wait. Will I still get a present if I was bad?
Whoa.
Well.
I have never heard anyone actually ask Santa Claus that question.
Well, I'll have an answer for that. Santa and the good Lord are both in the forgiveness business.
Oh.
So, if you try to be good, then we can probably erase a good bit of what went before.
Okay.
What would you...
And by the way, I want a Ferrari, a blue one, to be exact.
You haven't been that good, dear. I'm sorry.
Oh.
How old are you, dear?
I'm 10.
10 years old, and you already want a Ferrari. Wow.
Yep.
That's ambition if I've ever seen it. Well, good luck to you, my darling.
Okay, here's Travis.
Okay, and Travis.
Travis wants a Lamborghini.
Yeah, well, they can want all they want, but that's okay. And how old is Travis?
I'm 12.
12 years old, okay. And what do you want most for Christmas, really? Besides a girlfriend?
No, I'm good.
Oh,
I don't really want one.
Okay, well, that's just very, very smart young man. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyways, I've been a good boy this year, so I know I'm getting something good. I was expecting a monitor, but apparently that's changed plans. Mm. I wanted a gaming chair, you know? I need one.
I see.
Pretty good.
Well, I'll work on that, okay? I can't promise it, but I will do my best.
So, Travis, for confirmation, when Annabella was asking if you still get presents if you've been bad, she was talking about herself, not you, correct?
Well, that's a good question.
I was talking about myself. Okay. I can't elaborate.
All right. She's honest, so we can work a bargain there.
Yeah, we don't need to know all of the dirty details, but Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas, Annabella and Travis. We appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Take care. I want a Ferrari, too. Now she's putting ideas in my head. Harrison and Holden.
You haven't been good enough yet, either.
Harrison and Holden are on the line. Harrison and Holden, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello. And who is this, Harrison or Holden?
I'm Holden.
You are, you?
And you have been Holden.
That's true. And he has been Holden for a while, hasn't he? Now, how old are you, my friend?
I am 8.
You are? Are you sure? I imagine you probably know that. What would you like Santa to bring for you?
I want a VR.
A VR?
Virtual reality. The Oculus, the... Coleman, what's the one that Meta makes? What's their...
It's called the Meta now, but it's the Oculus, but it's called the Metaverse now.
Okay, it's the Metaverse now.
Metaverse. Okay. I see. Okay. Well... If I can find one, have you been good enough?
I think so.
Oh, well, I will check with the elves, and I'll let you know one way or the other, okay? If you come down in Christmas morning and there is one under the tree, then you've proved your worth.
Then the elf council gave you the seal of approval.
Well, yes, and that's very true. But I can't promise to bring things, but I promise I'll try, mm-hmm. Okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Holden. And Harrison is still there, correct?
Oh, he is.
Yes, I'm here.
There's an avenue named after you, isn't there, around here somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Metairie.
Oh, that's where it is, yes. I always thought that was called Metairie, but I've been wrong before. What would you like Santa to bring for you?
Cash.
Cash.
That's a smart answer right there. I like this kid. Well, that's a great answer there, Harrison.
Well, how much cash do you think you're worth?
$5,000.
Oh, you do you?
Speaking of ambitious.
Well, one never knows, but if I find a nickel, would that be enough?
No.
I see. Well, we'll work on it. We'll find something for you for sure.
I hear Harrison and Holden's mom in the background. Are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm here.
Yes, she is. And
I just wanted to tell them to say thank you for being on the radio today.
Oh, have you been good this year?
Oh, I've been excellent.
Ah.
Best behavior ever.
I'm getting mixed reports on you. I don't know.
She's looking for that $5,000 in cash herself.
No, absolutely not.
What would
that,
you...
Those items did not make it on their list.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you for that.
At her. And you know what? Their daddy's walking in and hasn't been here in a long time. So I think you want to... we probably need to go unless Daddy wants to be on the phone. They're on the radio right now, Daddy.
Well, what do you want for Christmas most of all?
They're on the radio right now. What do you want for Christmas, Daddy?
She is.
Two front teeth.
Oh.
We will. I believe you work with the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, I do occasionally. We consult. Yes.
So there we go. So $5,000 in cash, two front teeth, an Oculus, and...
And we still haven't heard from Mama. I'm not sure what the family...
But she's been good
this
year.
I can use some soft pajamas, I think. That would be great.
You could you? I'll look and see what I can find. And the rest of those kids, I'm not sure. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure about them either. Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye
Thank
now.
You. Have a good one. Thanks for calling. Elliot on line one. He's been holding for a while. Elliot, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hi, Elliot. How are you?
Elliot.
Oh, somebody, I think somebody's holding the telephone for Elliot, I do believe.
Elliot, hello.
Hello.
Hello, darling. And how old are you?
I'm 4 years old.
You are. And what would you like most of all for Santa to bring? One thing. Well,
if a sword door that swims in the pool.
Oh, absolutely.
There's my toy that swims in the pool.
Well, I will do my best. I can't promise to bring things, but I promise I'll try to.
Do you know how to swim?
Can you swim?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. No, check that one off the...
It swims in the pool.
Well, good enough. And I'm awfully glad you talked to me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas. Lucy and Abigail on line four. Lucy, Abigail, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hello. Who do I talk to first?
Lucy.
Hi, Miss Lucy. Do you have a bar downtown called the Retired Surfers Bar? I've seen that before. I don't think that's the same
no.
Lucy, is it? No. And you're not related to Linus either? No, probably
no.
Not.
Or to Ricky.
Or to Ricky. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Ricky and Lucy, yes. Anyway, serially, darling, how old are you?
8 years
old. And what would you like most of all for Christmas? One thing.
Uggs.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Uggs.
Uggs. Oh, well, okay.
Now, do you want what kind of Ugg boots? Because I've learned in the last few years there are several different types of
there
Uggs.
There are. That's true.
I don't care.
Well, that's
she's not picking
any of them.
Any of them.
Any, well, I don't really care.
I can't promise, but I sure will try, okay?
Okay.
Have you been good this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mostly good, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll check with Mom and Dad on that, and then we'll see what happens, okay? Merry Christmas, mm-hmm. my love.
Thank you, Lucy. Abigail, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And what can I bring Abigail this year?
A new desk.
A new desk. Well, I'll look and see. How about your old desk? Is it not working anymore?
It's a little small.
Oh, I understand that.
Need an upgrade.
So what would you do with the old desk?
I'll probably give it to my younger sister.
Oh, that's always a good idea. Pass them down. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Okay, then I will work on that. I hope I can find one that fits. Merry Christmas, darling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Abigail and Lucy. Thank you for calling. Someone checked in. Remember the kid a little while ago wanted $5,000 in cash?
Yes, I do.
Oakland Hard Jewelers Talking Text Line chimes in. Know your worth, kid. Makai is on line five. Go ahead, Makai. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hello, darling. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And what can Santa bring you this year?
I want a fighter jet for Christmas.
A fighter? You mean a real one? They kind of restrict those.
No, a toy one. A toy one.
Okay. Then maybe I can find something. I will look around, and I hope I can find one. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, my friend.
Makai, how old are you?
Yes.
11.
11. So you're looking at one of these fighter planes. Are you thinking about a career in the Air Force yourself?
No, I want to be a president when I grow up.
Well,
that's a noble ambition.
It is.
Best of luck to you in that goal. And you know what? Sounds like you're on the right path. You sound respectful. You sound like a good kid. You sound smart, too. So I'd vote for you.
Well,
thank you.
There you go.
And Sounds awesome. President Makai. That'd be awesome.
But will he be willing to donate to your campaign?
I work in radio.
Oh, that's true. What a silly question.
President Makai, Coleman just said in my ear, sounds like a cool presidential name. I agree with that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes. Parker is on the line. Parker, are you going to be the president one day? Parker, you there? We'll come back to Parker later. Let's go to Mia and Riley. Mia and Riley, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, sweetheart. Merry Christmas to you. And which one is this? Is this Mia or Riley?
This is Mia.
Hi, Mia. What do you want most of all for Christmas?
Well, I would like to train on my bike with no training wheels, but all my bikes have flat tires, so I would like a new bike.
Oh, well, yeah, it's kind of hard to ride a bike with flat tires, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can find one. I hope I'll look around, okay? Have you been good this year?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice. Going to find out what, Mia? Who's naughty and nice?
Naughty or nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Merry Christmas to you, my darling. Now, let me talk to the other one. Okay?
Riley, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Riley. You're on with Santa.
Oh. And what is... how old are you, Riley?
I'm 5 years old.
5 years old. Are you in kindergarten?
Yes.
Oh, good. And what do you like to study most in kindergarten? What do you like to do?
Math.
You do?
That's... Oh, bless your heart, child.
Bless your heart. I hope you can keep that up. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A dentist.
Well, that's a good thing, too. What can I bring you for Christmas this year?
An Apple Watch.
An Apple Watch. How about just an apple? Would that be okay? I will work on it, though, okay? And Merry Christmas to you. I hope I can find one for you.
Okay. This is Leah again.
Okay.
My dad wanted you to know that he wanted a Motley Crue shirt, and my mom wanted a perfume bottle.
Oh. A Motley Crue T-shirt for dad and a perfume bottle for mom.
Okay.
I think we can work on
it. Yeah, this is Jimmy. I call in a lot. These are my children. Y'all, Merry Christmas. I call in a lot.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Thank you, Jimmy. Right, we appreciate you being a loyal listener, and thank you for calling. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you.
Parker's ready. Go back to line six. Park, are you there this time?
Yes.
We're here.
Hey, go ahead. You're on with Santa.
Hi. Hi, darling.
And say hi. Hi.
Hi.
This is Parker.
Hi, darling. And what would you like most for Christmas?
Hi, yes. What do you want for Christmas?
No.
I think Parker is saying he would like some trains.
Okay.
Choo-choo.
Okay.
And maybe a puppy.
Oh, well,
no.
I rarely...
No.
Well,
how old is Parker?
He's going to be 3 next week.
Oh, he is.
Oh, wow.
Well, happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to him. And now you know why made it as a singer. But that's okay. Merry Christmas, my darling.
But you've got golden pipes for this business. So. Thank you, Parker. We appreciate it. So... Parker, at 2 years old,
yes.
Quite indecisive as to what he or she wanted. I couldn't tell if Parker was a boy or a girl. Can we get Parker's mom back on the line? Right, or they dropped. So the puppy,
yes,
was one. What was the first item she said?
Oh my!
Because it caught my attention and it's like it identified with me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember what it was now, and it just went out because I got distracted by the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text line. Somebody wanted me to say, Santa, can you bring me the winning Mega Millions ticket for tonight?
And my reply to that is, you haven't been good enough yet.
$1 billion is the jackpot tonight,
by the way.
It has officially crossed the $1 billion threshold
of
a little while ago. Let's go to Carly and Barrett. They are on the line, ready to talk to Santa Claus. Carly, Barrett, go ahead.
Hi, darlings. And... Who do I talk
Hello.
To?
Hello.
Who is this? Which one are you?
Okay. Barrett's the little one, and I'm the oldest, and I'm Carly.
Oh, okay. And how old is Carly this year?
I'm 11.
11 years old. And what can Santa bring you this year that you would like most of all?
I would like a telescope. And Bear, what do you want?
I want... Some Hulk hands.
Hulk hands.
Okay. Well, I will look and see. Most of them are.
I want a puppy too.
Well, I don't know about puppies, but maybe we can ding the other thing because maybe they didn't hear earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't rarely deliver puppies and kitty cats.
Yeah, they have a bad habit of jumping off the sleigh.
They do, and every time we go by a rainbow, they like to jump out and go sliding down that rainbow.
And on occasion, they like to play. They like to jump towards the moon, play in the stars, and the celestial bodies just—they do something to puppies and kittens.
They do indeed, and so I can't promise any of that, but I promise I'll try to at least bring you some of it. Okay.
Now you mentioned a telescope, Carly. Are you an aspiring astronomer?
Well, me and my dad like to go outside and try to look at the stars, but it's a little hard too because in our city the light pollution makes it hard to see the stars.
Yes, it does. Yeah. There are some wonderful places, including that I know of one in West Virginia and one in Death Valley, California, where there's almost no light at all out there. And that's where a lot of people like to go and look at the stars. Yeah. Maybe you'll be able to one of these days.
Hopefully.
Okay. I hope so, too, and hopefully Santa can deliver on that telescope for you tonight.
We'll work on it. I can't promise it, but maybe I can do it. We'll see.
Thank you, Carly and Barrett. We appreciate you. Merry Christmas. And with that, Jose Feliciano is taking us to break. It's 12:27, about a half hour left. Last chance to get in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. We're back after this on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line. Forgotten classic from, this is what, 1967, 68, James Brown, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
I wouldn't know, I wasn't born then.
Santa Claus goes everywhere.
Oh,
he goes
does.
To New York, London, Paris, Munich, everybody talking about pop music, including Santa Claus.
Including, absolutely.
And you'll be making your trek. Well, in fact, after you leave here, you've given us 3 hours of your time. You've got to make up for lost time. How are you going to do it?
Well, that's because I have a good staff of elves, and they are busily loading everything and getting it ready to put in the sleigh. And so as soon as I get back, we're going to load up, and I actually start in England at Greenwich.
That's
and,
right.
And go around the world. And so I actually have about 7 hours left.
Okay.
And before long, but it's going to start.
Now, I've got to ask, and I don't know if this is top secret or not, so you can decline to answer if you so choose, but is there a turbo feature on the sleigh?
Heavens no. No. You know, the only problem I have is dealing with the exhaust.
Understood. I totally understand why now why there is no turbo function.
No.
Anders is on line one. Anders, you've been waiting a long time to talk to Santa Claus. Here's your chance. Go ahead.
Hello, my friend, and good. How are you doing?
Hello, Santa.
Hello, sweetheart. Merry Christmas to you. What can I bring you this year?
I want some WWUL radio merch and dice.
Oh, you do. Well, if I see any lying around the North Pole, I'll be happy to bring it. Although I do know that this station gets up to the North Pole. Mm-hmm.
And Santa Claus will get his people to be in touch with our people.
There you go.
And we'll see what can happen. So, Anders, when you're done, don't hang up, all right? It's because Santa Claus needs to make sure that we have all the necessary information.
All the necessary information, exactly.
And we will make sure that that happens. So, Coleman, Anders, before we have Coleman get your information, anything else that you'd like for Christmas?
Anything in particular?
That's it. I don't want to be greedy.
Oh, good man. And how old are you?
I am 12 years old.
Obviously there not in go. Politics.
Of course.
So, Anders, hold the line for us just a second. Coleman's on the line screening another call right now. When he is off the line, I'm going to have him get your information. And, again, we'll have the elves get in touch with our people, and we'll make something happen, okay?
Well, how about okay. that? Bye, right. George.
Get Anders' information, please, Coleman.
So line one, Coleman, if you can get Anders' information so we can have the elves get in touch with his people, we'll make that happen.
We'll work on that, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will work on that. Another person is asking for Santa to bring a winning season for the Saints. I wanted to ask you earlier, do you have any HR experience?
Some. Yes, I do all the hiring and firing of the elves and things like that, but...
And someone on the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text line, thank you. Parker said that he wanted to train. And it clicked because this year's the 125th anniversary of Lionel Trains.
I wasn't aware of that.
So the company that makes the model train sets that we all know and love, they're celebrating a huge anniversary. In fact, they started the celebration a couple weeks ago, and it's going to run through next Christmas.
I did not even know
so
that.
So if you are in the market.
I'm glad to hear.
So if you are in the market for a train, now is the time to get one.
It would be a good time. And does that apply to N trains and to the HO too? They have two sizes.
I believe it does. I forgot their two sizes.
Yeah.
So I'll double check that, but I believe it does. And again, they're celebrating all of their trains this year because if you didn't grow up with the Lionel train set, you missed part of your childhood.
You did, yes. And in fact... My Mrs. Claus was a coal miner's daughter and saw plenty of trains go by her house.
Oh wow!
Oh yes,
it's loaded, a great childhood. Not
loaded
only have...
with coal because back then we had lots of nasty people.
Always great to grow up not only with a train set but with the train track running right by. Always a great experience.
That is just so much fun.
By the way, we have about 20 minutes left in the show, so the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text line is open. We have time to take a few more calls.
Yes.
Lines are open, 260-1870 and the fashionable 504 area code. Let's go to Terry on line two. Terry, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hey, Stan, how you doing?
Well,
you take our request from old people, too, right?
Why, of course. Of course.
Our request is this. I'm going to leave you with a tough one. I want a national championship in basketball, football, baseball, women's basketball, all sports for the LSU Tigers. Can you pull that one out for me, Santa?
I mean,
all these kids.
That really... That really isn't up to me, my friend. I'm afraid all of those things.
I was just sarcastic. But anyway, I call Ian and Scoot all the time. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But you know, saying if you could bring those national championships to Baton Rouge, it would sure make a lot of LSU fans happy.
I can understand that, but that's really more up to the coaches and the players themselves. So that's even there are some things, believe it or not, that Santa cannot produce.
Thank you, Terry, for the call. We appreciate it. By the way, Scoot and the other Ian Hoke will be in here in about 25 minutes from now on WWL. 504-260-1870. That is the phone number for those of you who want to get in. Again, we have about 24 minutes before we have to make way for Scoot on the air. Coleman just punched in. Raylan. Raylan is on the line ready to talk to Santa.
Raylan, what an interesting name. And how do you spell that? Are you there,
Raylan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spell your name for me.
R-A-E-L-Y-N.
That's a cool name. And how did you get that name? Do you know?
My mom. My mom.
Well, good for her. That's a good name.
And I heard Dad answering in the background. He's like, yep, your idea. I'll let you go with it. He's a smart man.
And... What do you want most for Christmas this year?
I want a...
Not a Barbie doll. No.
A yoga goat and...
Oh.
Like, not actually like a real goat, but there's like a little commercial about like a little goat. I forgot what the name was of it. But I really want that for Christmas.
A miniature goat. Now, are you ready for the responsibility of owning a goat? Because you know they can be bad.
As
yeah. And
Billy
I want,
or Nanny? Does it matter? Would you rather have a Billy goat or a Nanny goat?
Nanny goat.
Nanny goat. So you want little goatlets running around. Is that right?
I just want one goat.
Oh, you do. Well, I'll work on that. I make no promises at all, but I will do my best, okay?
Now, you know, Santa is the goat.
Oh, that's true, yeah, as they say these days, yes.
So.
And?
Go ahead, Raylan.
And I want, like, a little baby monkey. That's, like, a little baby monkey. Well, it's not a real baby monkey, like I said. It's like, I've seen commercials about it, and I thought it looked cute for me to get. And
well,
you probably, so that's my second thing.
You
and
better
I
be careful, Santa, because she's talking about all these commercials. She's going to ask for an emu next.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think only one person has a pet emu, hopefully.
All right, Raylan, what's your third and last one? Oh, and Raylan just dropped. She disconnected.
She did. She hung up on us.
I think we figured her out. She knew she knew we were gonna that, or we knew that she was going to ask for the emu. So she's like, okay, they got it.
Yep. Okay. That whatever. In any case,
Julia is on the line. Julia, do you want any live animals for Christmas?
Yes, please.
Oh, you do. And what live animals would you like to have, pray tell?
A mini golden doodle.
Mini golden doodle. Well, sometimes we rarely deliver puppy dogs and kitty cats, but
and golden doodles have a notorious reputation for being rambunctious on the sleigh too.
Oh, they do. You know, that's true. I hadn't thought of that.
They're the ones who are the troublemakers. You know, the basset hounds, the beagles, they're usually calm. The chihuahuas every now and again will nip at the reindeer's legs. The golden doodles, those are the troublemakers.
Oh, well, maybe so, but I don't know. We will try. I always say, I will try my best. I can't promise, but I will try. Okay?
Now, how old are you, Julia?
Okay. I'm 8 years old. I just turned 8 a few months ago.
Well, happy belated birthday. So if Santa's able to bring you this golden doodle, are you ready for the responsibility of feeding it, of bathing it, of loving and squeezing and kissing and all that, everything that comes along with owning a dog?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we may have to take that into consideration.
Well, maybe so. I will check with the elves and just find out if she or her mama would wind up taking care of it. And then we'll see. Merry Christmas to you, darling.
And also, Santa?
Yes, dear?
If you can't get me the mini golden doodle, mm-hmm. can you please get me the basketball?
A basketball. Well, that's relatively easy. I will look into that, okay? One or the other. I think we can probably work on them both. We'll see, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome, love.
Thank you, Julia. Merry Christmas. It's 12:41. With that, we're going to pause for a quick commercial break. We'll come back with our last round of phone calls after this. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talking text line is open, 504-260-1870. Santa, more people asking for money. Somebody wants $90 million so LSU can get a new football coach.
Is that how much they're costing these days?
Apparently. I thought it was a little more than that. But, again, unless you're buying the winning Powerball Mega Millions ticket, I don't think that's happening tonight. 12:41, we're back after this with Santa Claus on WWL. No, we're not broadcasting from Hollis, Queens. We are broadcasting from the Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union Studios in downtown New Orleans. This is the Newell Norman annual Christmas special featuring Santa Claus. I'm Ian Ozan in for Newell. Santa Claus right across from me. Let's go to Adam on the phone line. He's been waiting patiently during that commercial break. Adam, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hello, Adam, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, indeed, I can hear you. And what do you want most for Christmas this year?
What do I want for Christmas?
One thing.
Yes.
He's got to go down through that long list.
He doesn't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing. I butchered it. I'm sorry, Adam.
Don't give up your day job.
Yeah. So, Adam, have you figured it out? What is it that you want for Christmas? One thing.
One thing that I want for Christmas is a PC.
A PC. So you're a PC guy, not a Mac guy. Why a PC over a Mac?
I prefer a PC because it has a decent amount of specs that I need to play certain types of games.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll work on that, my friend. Have you been good this year?
I think good-ish.
Good-ish. Okay. Well,
he's honest.
Yes, he is. And I will try my best. I can't promise to bring things to boys and girls, but I promise I'll try to. Okay?
All right,
Adam. Thank you so much. Merry
Christmas to you.
Let's go to Maddie and Miles. They've been on hold for a few minutes as well. Maddie, Miles, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hello, everybody. Who's going to be first?
Hi.
Hi. And who is this? Is this Maddie or Miles?
Maddie.
Okay, darling. And how old are you this year?
4
years old. What would you like Santa to bring you for Christmas this year?
A train.
A train? Is that right?
Yeah.
That's our second train request this hour.
It is. Well, in that case, I will do my best. I can't promise to bring things, but I promise I'll try to, okay?
Okay,
darling. Now, can I speak with your brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Miles, step on up. It's your turn.
Hello
there, and Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Thank you. Are you the big brother or the little brother? How old are you?
Big brother.
Okay. And what would you like most for Christmas?
A tablet.
Tablet.
A tablet.
iPad or Microsoft tablet, any particular one?
No, not really, just a tablet.
There you go. Well,
now you have to be careful because if you say just a tablet, he'll bring you a 3-subject notebook.
I wouldn't do something like that.
Okay.
Oh, that would be mean. And Santa doesn't even know how to be mean. But I can't promise to bring it, so I will try to find something and bring it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. And did you tell me how old you are? I don't remember.
Yes, I'm 9 years old.
That's what it was. Okay, so you're the big brother, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome.
Now, can you tell me very quietly, has your mama been good this year?
Yep.
Well, okay.
Well, there you go. So mama will have something in waiting for her tonight, too.
I guess that maybe so. And I think daddy is standing there, too. So has he been good? We can whisper that one. No comment.
He's there. I know I heard him in the background earlier. So
that's probably just as well then. Okay. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Miles. We appreciate it. Craig checks in on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line and says, if you need a generator, give him a shout. I think Newell does some business with them. Merry Christmas, Craig.
Oh, well, how about that? I don't think I need a generator. I think, you know, reindeer are sufficient.
There you go. Craig, one of our buddies in the Superdome during Saints games, he is a diehard Saints fan as well, and good people, too. So good hearing from you, Craig, on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line.
Okay.
We have 10 minutes left in the show, so what we'll do here is we're going to pause, take our final commercial break. When we come back, we'll have final thoughts from Kris Kringle himself and wrap up the 2024 edition of the Newell Norman Christmas Special with Santa Claus after this on WWL. Donny Hathaway brings us back in from break. It's 12:55, only 5 minutes to go before we say goodbye and before Santa goes back on his appointed rounds.
Oh, it's going to be a long trip, but I don't mind.
Like the U.S. Postal Service, neither rain nor sleet nor snow nor gloom of night will stay him from his appointed rounds.
Yes, at least that used to be the post office. Now I can't say anything about the Postal Service.
Coleman radioed down a second ago that he has a question for you before we get out of here. Go ahead, Coleman.
Yeah, Santa, we spent 3 hours asking people what they would like for Christmas.
Yes.
What would you like for Christmas? If Santa Claus can get anything for Christmas, what would Santa Claus like for Christmas?
Honestly, I have everything that I need. I can't even think of a single thing. I'm married to a beautiful girl, and we've been married for, I don't know, several centuries now. But there's nothing at all that Santa wants other than to make kids happy.
Awesome. I always wanted to know that.
Yes, there you are.
So Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid and, Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, they're upstairs. They're waiting for you.
All ready to go. And Rudolph.
And Rudolph as well. Yes. So they're ready for you. So in the last couple minutes we have here,
okay,
what final thoughts do you have for all the boys and girls, young and old, here in the New Orleans metro?
Well, the key thing about Christmas is to be happy, mm-hmm, and not everybody can be happy at the same time, which is kind of a shame. But, if I had anything to wish for the whole world, it would be the same thing that everybody wants. It's peace and happiness and everybody getting along. And I still haven't figured out quite how to do that yet.
A lot of us are still trying to figure out how to do that, Santa.
Oh, heavens yes.
But The goal of that is keep trying, and eventually you'll stumble upon something.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. We keep finding people that aren't willing to go along to get along, if you know what I mean. Sometimes going along is not as important as getting along.
I know it sounds a little bit hokey, but we were talking commercials earlier with one of the kids who wanted various animals she saw on TV. Maybe it's time to throw back to the 70s commercial. We were talking about I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke. That
yes.
song became I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Right.
And maybe a little bit of that, that kind of attitude, if you could spread that around, to teach the world to sing and live in harmony.
We seem to have gotten away from music like that, and that is a shame. That I used to be able to count on, as an example, my friends at Coca-Cola, and I'm a firm believer in their products, and yet they seem to have abandoned me for a polar bear. And I still am scratching my head about that. That they can certainly do what they want to do.
I don't know. The candies that melt in your mouth and not in your hand, they still bring you back. Do you get residuals for those commercials?
No, unfortunately, I never asked for that. I probably should have, but that's like the guy with the smiley face,
uh-huh,
that he patented it and then said anybody can use it.
Oh, wow.
And so, and as you said before, there are there's really only one Santa, but there are thousands of Santas. And so that's okay, too.
There you go. Well, Santa Claus, it's been a pleasure to sit in with you for the last 3 hours speak with you. And
happy to be here.
And I know I saw you from a distance last year when you came in studio, but it's nice to actually be right here face-to-face with the man.
And what can I bring you for Christmas this year?
I need some new umpire shoes.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yeah, well, softball season's coming up, and I need new shoes.
Well, I will look into that. I hope I can find them, okay?
I appreciate that, sir. And, well, I was going to say I'll see you at midnight tonight, but I'll be sleeping.
Oh, I hope you will, because I can't come see you unless you're asleep.
That's right, because if I'm awake, then all bets are off. No shoes.
Oh, no shoes. I have to go right past you, man.
Yes, indeed. Santa Claus, a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Safe travels tonight, and we'll see you again in 365 days.
I will be here. I look forward to it.
That's it for Newell Norman's annual Christmas special featuring the one, the only, Santa Claus. I'm Ian Ozan, filling in for Newell Norman. Thank you all for listening and for texting and for calling in. To all the parents and the children who chimed in today, thank you for spending part of your Christmas Eve with us. The general manager of Odyssey New Orleans is Dan Barron. Our program director and brand manager is Diane Newman. The assistant brand manager is Ian Hoke. Our board operator and technical engineer today is Chris Coleman. And of course, we thank Mr. Newell Norman for giving us the opportunity to be here today. Hope you feel better, sir. Until we meet again, happy Christmas to all, and to all, a good night. Scoot on the Air is next, right here on the Big 870 WWL. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, and happy holidays.